Welcome to Breakthrough Success. I'm your host, Mark Roberti, the content marketing expert, bringing you 5 new episodes every week where I and top-level guests teach you how to take your business to the next level and achieve your breakthrough. Hello, Breakthrough Success listeners. I just wanted you all to know before the episode actually starts, I've been working a little bit behind the scenes to give you something really special. So a while ago, I wrote my book, Content Marketing Secrets, which helps people create, promote, and optimize their content for growth and revenue. And I just put the finishing touches together to offer that for free to anyone who is interested. So if you want your free copy of Content Marketing Secrets, all you have to do is head over to markgoberti.com/book. Now, let's jump right into the episode. One of the biggest goals that a lot of people have is achieving financial freedom, because by achieving financial freedom, money is no longer a worry and we can pursue more things in our lives that we want to do. But financial freedom is elusive to some people. And in this episode, we are going to debunk some of the thoughts we will have about financial freedom. And at the end of this episode, you'll have some action steps you can use to get closer and even achieve your own financial freedom. Today's guest is a best-selling author in personal finance who is rewriting the rules and plans for retirement. He believes that every human has a life of freedom and joy awaiting once we break free from the confusion and chaos of financial illiteracy. Today's guest for episode 190 of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is none other than Damian Lupo. Damian, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Hey, Mark. I'm super excited to be here, man. Thanks for having me.
Damian, it is really exciting to have you on the show. And financial freedom is something that I feel like, regardless of what your niche is, it's something that you are full-fledged on, or it's something that you're definitely thinking about. And that's why I'm really excited to have you on the show. But before we talk about financial freedom and how people can go about achieving that, I'd love to get some background. So I'm wondering if you could share with us why you started helping people to achieve financial freedom in their own lives.
I think this was a self-help project on myself, because I was so messed up in my 20s chasing the money, thinking that was freedom and that was going to be something that would make me happy. I did it. I got really good at it. I made $5 million out of $20 million portfolio before I was 30. Seems pretty good. Like, that seems like, hey, you know what? Everybody's thinking, if I had that, I would be free. My life would be amazing. Yeah, it's not what you think. You get that, and then you go, great, I want more. Because your first million, now you want 2, then you want 3, then you want 5. It never really ends, because money should never, ever be the total focus. And so when I ended up going through that process of building it, I also found myself on the other side losing it. And when I went from positive 5 million to negative 5 million, I had to really figure out, okay, who am I? Because if you are your money and your money goes away, you may be thinking about suicide a little bit more than you had in the past, or maybe all of a sudden it's a new thought. And it was for me too. It was like, what's the point of even existing? So I started asking some different questions, like, what is true? And that's an important question for all of us. What is true? Who are you and why are you here? And if you think you're here to go punch a clock or to make some money and that's your purpose on this planet, you're screwed. And so that's what I worked on. And now going through that process of myself gave me a lot of insights into what we're really all looking for. And it's not just this dollar. If I gave you $100 million right now, would you be doing the same thing that you're doing? I mean, would you wake up tomorrow and do the same thing? And if the answer is no, then you're probably not on the path that you're supposed to be on, because you're just pimping yourself out.
And I really like that example of the $100 million, because some people, they feel like they have to do something, or they have to do certain activities, or pursue a certain lifestyle based on the money that they have. And they don't really think about how they can have that freedom and joy, which, I mean, you only have one life, so you might as well do it to the best. And when it comes to financial freedom, it's not just reaching that level, it's also maintaining that level. So you mentioned you had the $5 million and you were in the red, $5 million. You lost that $5 million. So how do we preserve the financial freedom once we have it?
Well, so let's just get really clear and something really raw that's going to make a lot of people crazy. And that is that cash is not financial freedom. And neither is cash flow. First off, if I gave you a big pile of cash, you'd be afraid you were going to lose it. So you wouldn't be very free. And if I gave you an apartment building that had 300 doors on it and it was producing cash flow, that'd be pretty cool because it's coming every month. But how are you going to keep it? What happens when the market tanks? You have no experience. The problem is you don't have any confidence. And so that's the elusive golden goose, if you will. It's the thing that we have to develop, and it's what none of us wants to do because it takes time. Confidence is the freedom. It's not the cash. It's not the cash flow. And the only way you get confidence is by going deep into something, not bouncing off a whole bunch of things, taking 5,000 courses on different things and getting a lot of broad information. You have to go deep so that you've got something buried deep into your DNA and it's part of who you are, so that if anything gets taken away or if everything gets taken away, you still have your confidence. You can go out there and recreate. That's how you become free. And that's what's not being talked about right now.
And at first, I wasn't sure where you were going with that, but now I know exactly the idea where you were going, because you could have, like, if someone gives it to you, that's not financial freedom. Because let's say if someone gave you all of your whatever stock, real estate, and everything else in 2007, then you got 2008, and a lot of that went away during that time frame. So once you have the skills and the confidence to achieve the success, like even if you go bankrupt, like if you still have the skills, the success is repeatable. So that's why I hear stories about people bankrupt, successful over and over again, because they may lose it all, but they have the skills to regain it.
That's it. And it's actually scary for me if somebody says, I've never lost, I've never got bankrupt, I've never made a mistake. I say, you know what? I don't want anything to do with you, because you have no idea how to go through that cycle, and you're living in a state of probably delusion. And I want somebody that's fallen on their face. I want somebody that's gone through it, that's bloodied and been muddied in the streets of the real world. And until you've been through that, most people that have been through it are going to be pretty leery of it, of you. And this is why when you're creating something and you're going deep into it, it's so powerful for you to really go deep into it, because you'll become ultimately free. If you're a content creator, if you're working, doing something that adds value, the better you get at that thing, the more you'll see opportunities to go deeper and become world-class. And world-class is where no competition lives. So that's where you should be focusing on.
And I really like that idea of, like, when you are that world-class, like if you do aspire to become the best, then there is no one around you who can really compete with you. So I really do like that. And just competing with yourself is another thing that we should all be doing. But when it comes to financial freedom, like if you receive a lot of cash, obviously, like, you don't have the skills to acquire that cash, so that's not financial freedom. But for someone who wants to achieve the financial freedom in the sense of confidence and the skill set, how do you go about constructing a plan to achieving this big goal that so many people have?
Well, the first thing you do is you have to go look to people that have the experiences that you're trying to mimic. I mean, you can go and do what I did, which is basically just kind of go out in the streets and figure it out and get bloodied. And I even had some mentors. The thing that I screwed up was that I didn't keep the mentors around close enough, long enough. And so the first thing, because you're going to be afraid of making a mistake. I mean, what are we taught in school? If you make mistakes and you get half of them wrong, you're a failure. I mean, in the real world, if you get half of anything you do wrong, you're a billionaire. So mistakes are what leverages you into your success and your fulfillment. So the first thing you have to do is get yourself into a space of making a lot more mistakes a lot faster. And how do you do that? You get somebody around you that's cheering you on, saying, go screw something else up, learn from it, get stronger, get faster. That's what you have, because you won't naturally go and try to screw things up because of a thing called pain. And so you need some help from somebody else. First thing you do is you find that other person that's going to give you the raw truth and is going to encourage you to go find things that you can learn from by making mistakes.
And mistakes, I feel like a lot of people are afraid of making mistakes. You bring up the school idea, which is interesting, because if you do get a 50% on the test, that's really bad. But if you hit the ball 50% of the time in baseball, you're the best hitter that the world has ever seen. So don't be afraid to make mistakes. You make you have to stumble and make mistakes on your way to success. It's just something that everyone does. And I feel like that's advice people know. I feel like that's advice people hear, but there's just got to be a point where you just got to say, okay, I understand I'm going to make mistakes, and this is just it. Like, I have to make mistakes on my way to success.
Well, here's the thing. The reason that we say that's a good idea, but then we don't do it, is because we're afraid the mistake is going to eat us. Like, I grew up in Alaska, and you literally could be eaten when you go out of your front door if you make a mistake and turn left instead of right because a bear is sitting there. And I mean, it could happen. If you don't live where I lived as a kid, you're probably not going to be eaten by something outside your front door. So how do you know if making a mistake that you're maybe going to make is going to be one that takes your knees off, or if it's going to be something you're going to learn from? And that's where having somebody close to you that's been around 20, 30 years longer is going to give you that edge where you can say, I'm going to think about doing this. And they go, good. What's the worst thing that happens? I can tell you what the worst thing is. I've been through it. That's the leverage you get by having a coach or a mentor that's been through stuff. Not somebody that just took a weekend course, but literally somebody that's either bald or gray, or they've been out there. They've been in the streets and they know what it feels like, and they can see it almost with like X-ray vision.
And when it comes to mistakes, you mentioned it's really good to have a mentor. Like, I have a coach for my podcast, and the moment I made that decision, everything's just been going so much better than before I made that decision. And I feel like part of that is that there are some misconceptions that get cleared. Like, you were talking about going into the mistake where basically the coach or the mentor is able to say, okay, this is what's going to happen to you. And I feel like people have some misconceptions when it comes to financial freedom. And I wonder if you could share what you believe some of the misconceptions are that people have about that.
One of the biggest misconceptions is that you can either, one, save your way to wealth, or two, you have to have money to make money. And then if you're in a certain place and you only make a certain amount doing what you're doing, that you're basically looking out 20, 30 years before you can even get started. And the truth is, those are both BS. I mean, just when I started out in the whole real estate space, I did two things. One, I took a cash advance out on a credit card to go buy a rental house, $6,000 I bought a house. I didn't even have any money and I started. And the other thing that I did was I went out to seminars and spent a few $1,000s on a credit card and learned from people. And those are crazy activities for most of the population. They'd say, that's insane. What's insane to me is spending $100,000 or $200,000 at a college, getting information that's obsolete by the time you get to that degree, and then having a mortgage around your head without a house to go to. That's what's insane to me. So there are these misconceptions. We've got to really rethink how we're operating and what's smart. Because what was smart 50 years ago is not smart today. It's actually crazy.
And like, the world is definitely moving very fast, where like social media, for instance, because that's my niche, like live video was not like a mainstream thing just a few years ago. Like social networks in general, like 2004, Facebook came out, and even then it took a while for businesses to start adopting it. And there's just continuous change, with voice SEO as well being one of the newest changes. So there are constant changes. So like, it's essential to continue learning and continue surrounding yourself with the right people.
Well, I think you're exactly right, Mark. And it doesn't really matter what you know or what you can do or what your experience is, so much as it matters how fast you can learn and adapt and change. Because what you think you're brilliant at today, 5 years from now, may be totally obsolete, and you're going to be sitting there going, wait, what happened? People that retire, that's why I hate retirement so much. You retire, and then what happens if you get bored? You've been retired for 5 or 6 or 8 years. You're literally obsolete, lost. You can't even figure out what the words mean that people are saying. So I think you have to stay in the game. Otherwise, the universe is going to kick you out into a cemetery, because it's not going to have any use for you, and you're going to feel pretty useless anyway. So you got to stay engaged, and you got to stay in the front of these things. Otherwise, that train's going to run over you.
And you said that you got started with real estate. Why exactly did you choose real estate? I mean, there are other forms of investment out there, venture capital, stocks, but like, why real estate?
Well, I lost all my money in stocks before I started real estate. So that was kind of my intro. And I thought, maybe I should do something different. I mean, I actually lost all my money in stocks twice. So clearly that was not my forte. I'm not Warren Buffett or George Soros or any of these guys. And I was in the insurance game. I was selling insurance. And to me, it seemed... Here's what happens when you're 20 years old, and you have an opportunity to make $1 million a year. You go, that's not enough. And that's what I was heading towards in the insurance space. So I said, well, where can I make $1 million a month? And of course, you know, that seemed like a more reasonable number. And so I read Donald Trump's book back in like, 1999. And this is before President Trump. So at the time, he was a real estate guy. And I thought, hey, that's cool. I'm going to have Damien Tower. And so I thought, cool, I'll do what he did. And I sort of did a version of it. And it was because I was looking around for people that were making the most money. What I missed was the people that were the happiest. And I don't know if Donald is happy or not, but I do know that money is not going to make you happy. It's going to make you more of who you are. And so when I made millions of dollars and was really depressed and kind of beat up, all that told me in retrospect was that money just accelerated and amplified who I already was. I didn't have any deep-seated mission or purpose or really understanding of who I was. And so if you think money is the solution, you better be really happy with who you already are.
Yeah. And like, I have heard that a lot. Money, like it, money doesn't make you a better person. It just displays more of the characteristics as you perfectly described before. And like, financial freedom is a very great goal, but if you're not like the right person right now, you should fix yourself first and then go for financial freedom. And typically by going through that journey of fixing, and when I say fixing yourself, I mean like fixing your mindset and beliefs that you have about yourself. And when you fix those, usually the money does follow. But in addition to the mindset, and as we were talking about how things are changing, you constantly have to be on top of everything. What do you believe holds people back from being able to achieve that financial freedom?
You just hit the nail on the head. I heard Warren Buffett say this at his annual meeting recently here in 2018. And he said, here's what you, instead of focusing on trying to pick the right stock or whatever it is you're doing in that investment space, he said, focus on figuring out what your philosophy is and stick with that for a lifetime. And then stop focusing on anything that you're not good at. And so what people do is they chase everything, try to be good at everything, and they end up being crappy at everything. And so if you can just get very narrowly focused and learn how to say no, so the point is learn how to say no. Saying no to almost everything is how you become happy and ultimately super successful. If you can't say no, you're toast.
Yeah, and for people who may not want to say no, they want to be like, yes, yes, yes. When you do say yes, you are saying no to something else. So keep that in mind. Like when you hear yourself say yes, try and think about what you're saying no to as you say yes, because you could be really saying no to a bunch of opportunities without even knowing that. So Damian, I want to thank you for sharing that advice and just like so much in this episode. And one of the things that you mentioned was you lost your money in stocks twice. And that didn't stop you. You went into real estate. You didn't give up on it after some people say like those are mistakes that you don't come back from, and you were able to. And I'm wondering what you were able to learn during some of the challenges you faced in the beginning of investing and building wealth.
Well, one, you realize pretty quickly that there's a difference between speculating and investing. And it's, if you want to understand the difference, it's really a farmer versus a hunter. If you look at all these house flipping shows, or everybody's trying to find a way to become a billionaire, they want to have a unicorn that they take public, which is a $1 billion company. It's all about doing something quick, and they're not really thinking about the impact. So when I was focusing on my 20s, making my money, I thought I'm going to be a billionaire, and that was $1 billion in the bank. My new vision, and really what I focus on now, is a mission to free 1 million people from financial bondage, which will ripple into 1 billion people being impacted. A billionaire now is about 1 billion people being impacted. So solving problems for people is a big shift. The money is a side effect. That's the big transition, Mark. It's not thinking that the money is the thing. Money is just the side effect that happens because of what I'm doing. It comes, it goes, and I'm getting better about honoring and valuing it, but not becoming obsessed about holding it and being addicted to it. I'm addicted and obsessed about my mission, about impacting people. And when you get to that space, the money is almost, it's funny because financial freedom is more about just having the shackles off of your life so that you can be completely present and be in the flow of whatever it is you're supposed to be doing.
I really like how you view money as a side effect, and it makes sense. Like when you hear about someone being successful, they're not making money because like they do things that like make money in a sense. They're making money because of all the like the work of the obsession towards their mission. So it's not like you're making money for the sake of making money. That's what I meant to say earlier. Because of all the things that someone's doing, all the actions that you're taking that lead you to that money. And so it's no wonder that some of the biggest hustlers around are also making the most amount of money.
Well, and here's the thing. If you want to make a ton of money really fast, you can become a drug dealer. You can become a pimp. I mean, you can trade illegal arms across borders and start civil wars. Like, there's a lot of ways to make a lot of money really fast. What are you really serving? Who are you serving? What impact are you doing? What mission are you on? You can't answer anything good about any of those things I just stated. But once you start with a mission that actually serves people, you want to make a lot of money as a side effect, go serve more people. Serve people with something that's different. Go deep into something. People don't go deep anymore, Mark. They're all over the place. They go, what's the fastest hack that I can learn from Tim Ferriss? And I love Tim Ferriss' stuff, but you cannot 4-hour work your way into success, fulfillment, and massive impact. You've got to go deep. And that's where you have to focus on mastery, something that one of my mentors, George Leonard, really went deep into. And that takes sometimes years. And let's just be honest, it always takes years. You're never going to be a master. Tony Robbins one time said, I got my black belt in 6 months. And I go, Tony, you may have gone and bought your black belt at Amazon.com, but the truth is you don't become a black belt for years. And that's the thing. If you want a deeply fulfilling life, you got to be willing to put the time in and go deep into it.
And I really like that whole going deep, because when you specialize, you're able to really become a true expert. While if you go too broad, you're mediocre at a bunch of things. As I know, it's one of the things we covered before, but it's worth mentioning again. And one of the things that I do want to cover is you're an author of several books. And in fact, for anyone wondering, Dami has a new book coming out called Unicornomics. Goes a little deep into the behind the scenes of building a billion-dollar company. And I bring up this book because I'm wondering if you could share with us three books that have had a positive impact on you that would also help the listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. The three books that I go back to over and over again, I mentioned one of them, Mastery by George Leonard, because really our life isn't about success, it's about mastery. And another one that I read in the last year is one I study now, it's called Principles by Ray Dalio, who founded Bridgewater about 40 years ago. And if your life is not based on principles, you're missing the boat. I find a lot of people that have businesses, have employees, they have teams, and you ask them what the values are, and they go, well, I haven't really had time to figure that out. So figuring out the values and principles is so incredibly important. And then it's the classic book, and it's the book I've read probably more than any other book, and it's called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Because you have to understand that if you're working for money and you're addicted to money, you're going to be a slave your entire life. You've got to disconnect from that shackle. And Robert does a great job of that in Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I'd probably start with that one.
Damian, thank you for sharing those three great book recommendations. Those will be in the show notes, markgoberti.com/E190. And if you guys want a content marketing book that will help you grow, get more traffic, and monetize your content, you can grab my book, Content Marketing Secrets, over at markgoberti.com/book. And before we wrap up this episode, Damian, I've asked you several great questions. You've shared a lot of awesome answers, but what do you believe is one question we need to be asking ourselves more often?
We need to be asking what the truth is. I mean, it's the question I spent 2 years asking after my meltdown. I said, what is true? And I didn't even come up with the question. It was somebody that helped me ask the right question. And then he stared at me across a room for 2 years. And if we'll ask the question and answer it honestly over and over again, we'll ultimately find the truth of who we are and what we're supposed to be doing. And that's where we find our purpose and our path. If we're not willing to ask what the truth is, we're going to be wandering, bouncing around, chasing shiny nuts as drunk squirrels our entire life.
Damian, thank you for sharing with us that great question, all of your great insights throughout our time together. And if you guys want to learn more about Damian, his new book, Unicornomics, the backstory, the behind the scenes of what it takes to build a billion-dollar company, that'll be in the show notes. In addition, his new podcast, Transformation Nation. And finally, he has the Black Belt Wealth Training Course waiting for you. It's basically digital financial mentoring. All of those will be in the show notes, which are at markgoberti.com/E190. But I just want to put the spotlight back on Damian. I'm very appreciative of you sharing all of your great insights with us. It was such a pleasure to have you on Breakthrough Success.
Thanks, Mark. It's been a pleasure. Appreciate it.
How does over 100 retweets per day sound to you? My free ebook, 27 Ways to Get More Retweets on Twitter, has you covered. I use the methods within this ebook to get over 10,000 retweets every single quarter. To learn